An RCMP investigation has found a break and enter spree hit 11 golf courses in the region, including three in the Foothills area, Pretty's Greens, Sirocco and Cottonwood. As per a February 12 press release issued by the Southern Alberta RCMP, several detachments in the area have been investigating a spree of break and enters which occurred in January and February to golf courses and other businesses in several counties surrounding Calgary. The Cochrane Crime Reduction United was then assigned the investigation at the end of January. The investigation identified a male and female who were believed to be responsible for the crimes and a suspect vehicle, a VW Jetta. On February 9, Cochrane Crew, with the assistance of SAD Crew and CPS TAC, officers executed a search warrant at a Northwest Calgary residence. During this search warrant, a female was arrested and the following stolen property, along with other items, was seized: laptops, motorcycles, firearms, IDs and ID counterfeiting equipment, tools and bikes, Canadian currency safes, golf accessories. As a result of these seizures, RCMP had the evidence to link the three suspects to the many break and enters they were investigating. The break and enters were at the following locations: Silver Willow Sporting Club in Mountain View County, Cottonwood Golf and Country Club in Foothills County, Sirocco Golf Course in Foothills County, Redwood Meadows Golf Course in Soutina, Pretty's Greens Golf Course in Foothills County, River Spirit Golf Course in Calgary, Winter Green Golf Course in Rocky View County, Water Valley Saloon in Water Valley, Serenity Golf Club in Rocky View County, Kananaskis Country Golf Course in Kananaskis, and Livingstone Golf Course in Rocky View County on February 9 at approximately 5:10 a.m. Didsbury RCMP were dispatched to break and enter in progress at the Silver Willow Farm Sporting Club, located in Mountain View County. The complainant, who is the property representative, was notified by an on-site security system that two suspects were at the business. The complainant drove to the business and observed two suspects enter a Volkswagen hatchback car and attempt to flee the area. However, the VW became stuck and the male suspect exited the vehicle with a long-barreled firearm, pointed it at the complainant and proceeded to run towards the complainant's vehicle. The male suspect then shot at the complainant, who was still in his vehicle, striking the vehicle. The complainant was not injured. RCMP attended the scene and set up containment. Assistance was requested from the Emergency Response Team, Police Dog Services and Olds and Airdrie RCMP. Residents in the area were placed on a shelter in place. Shortly after, the two suspects were taken into custody. Kyle Nechiparenko, 37, a resident of Calgary, has been charged with the following: attempted murder with a firearm, discharge a firearm with intent, B and E to steal a firearm, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, use of a firearm while committing an offense, use of imitation firearm while committing an offense, failure to comply with a probation order, X2 theft under $5,000, mischief, damage to property under $5,000, possession of break-in instruments, disguise with intent, possession of a firearm while knowing it is prohibited, X2 possession of a firearm contrary to order, X2 driving while unauthorized, break and enter a business, X11 possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Soleil Wienas, 20, a resident of Calgary, has been charged with the following: break and enter to steal a firearm, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, use of a firearm while committing an offense, use of imitation firearm while committing an offense, theft under $5,000, possession of break-in instruments, possession of a firearm while knowing it is prohibited, fail to comply with a release order, X5. Break and enter a business, X3, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. After judicial interim release hearings, both were remanded and will be appearing in Alberta Court of Justice in Didsbury on February 12. The third female, who was arrested at the residence, was charged with break and enter and possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. She was released on an undertaking to appear in Alberta Court of Justice in Cochrane on March 12.